Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Victoria Police, and probably not just the police, but anyone who loves dogs, really. Yeah. In mourning, one of the fallen police, not an officer, but a four-legged helper has died this week. Diesel was a police dog involved in 120 arrests from 2007 to 2016, and we thought that we should pay tribute to him and the wonderful work that the dog squad does. On the line now is Acting Sergeant Mick Collins, who is the handler for Diesel's half-brother Flynn. How are you, Mick?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you. This is very sad news.
Tell us about the great dog.
No, well, Diesel was probably one of our better dogs. He, Mark Gray and him had a really good relationship for nearly 7.5 years, and he's been probably a little bit upset about it, but what we've got to remember is this dog, all our dogs live at home with us, and it just doesn't affect the handler and Victoria Police, but also Mark's immediate family with his wife and kids.
So even though they're working dogs, there certainly is opportunities there for them to form relationships with individuals.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're still a working dog, and that wouldn't at heart wouldn't say they're a pet, but they're definitely become part of the family. I mean, Mark had him for 7.5 years, and he's been at home with him that whole time, so it's hard not to form a relationship with them.
Oh, I bet it is. Now, what sort of breed of dog do the dog squad work with? That we generally see German Shepherds?
Yeah, the 22 GP handlers we have all have German Shepherds.
Yep.
Which the difference you'll see, they vary in colour quite a bit. More than just your dark and tan is black, as well as what we call a stable colour. And all our kennel narcotic dogs are all Labradors.
We've just put a lovely picture of Diesel and his handler up on our Grubby and Dandy Facebook page. Tell us about some of the incidents that he's been involved in over the years, Mick.
Probably the last one Mark and Diesel were involved with, and probably one that sticks in Mark's head the most, was within the last 12 months he was called up to the Cathedral Ranges, which is a rainforest bush area in Victoria.
Yep, know it.
And the task was to search for a missing person that had disappeared in that area. And a track of 4.5 k's and with 3 hours of Mark working the dog located this missing person who, you know, probably wouldn't have been found if it wasn't for Mark and Diesel.
Yeah.
What happened in the end with Diesel, Mick? Was it just his age caught up with him? Did he have an illness, or how did he die?
Yeah, he had an enlarged prostate, which is common for the shepherds. And probably over the course of the last 18 months, he was dealing with infection and that large prostate and having trouble urinating. Enlarged prostate and probably his age caught up with him in the end.
Yeah, it happens. It happens. Do you reckon these dogs actually enjoy their work, because they appear to be going about it very enthusiastically. I've had my bag run all over at the airport by a sniffer dog, and that sniffer dog was absolutely enjoying himself. What about Diesel? Did he love his work?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, if we could talk to him, which I'm sure a lot of people would like to.
We would.
I could say that there was nothing more than he liked doing was to get in the back of the police car and go to work.
Yeah, and off he went.
Probably went and enjoyed the 8 hours with the handler there.
So how many dog squad dogs are there?
At the moment there's 22 general purpose handlers, which are your German Shepherd breeds, and we also have about 10 narcotics at the moment. But they rotate around when we're in the process of training up some new handlers at the moment.
The choice of Labradors for narcotics surprises me, Mick. Labradors have a reputation and they'll see something
nice
and eat it.
They would never dob on anyone.
Well, I don't know what they would.
Labradors are too nice for that, aren't they? Surely.
And they eat stuff, surely. That's a strange choice. Why Labradors for narcs?
Well, we have a close relationship with Customs, and they have a large breeding program, and it's pretty best way we can get a variety of temperaments with the customs dogs, and we train them up to do our work.
Yeah.
It's just a pool of dogs that we use at the moment.
Okay.
And is all the training done within the police system, or is it similar to assistance dogs where they're farmed out to homes and things to learn how to behave in the community, or do you do it all within the police system?
Mainly within the police system. Our narcotic dogs which come from customs. I know customs have a puppy walking program where they go out to the community for some time. We have a small GP or German Shepherd puppy walking program within Victoria Police. And then most of our operational training is done within. We have a training crew out at Tullamarine, where our office is, or Atwood, that run us through a course, each handler and a dog. So to give you an example, it took about 10 months to train up Diesel. So from once Mark got him at about 12 months old, he hit the road when he was about 22 months old, and then spent nearly 7 years together.
Yeah, Mick, he's going to be sadly missed. He's one of the gang, Diesel.
Grubby lost his own beloved Samoyed just recently. Yeah. So, and anyone who's ever lost a pet, know what it's like.
You have
like.
A heavy heart. There's no doubt about it. Mick, you do a great job. The dogs do a great job. Much admired. I just think they're fantastically well trained and well done for all your work. But condolences on the death of a great one in Diesel, mate. So.
Just before we go, from Mark Gray, I'd just like to thank Dr. Katie Lott from the Melbourne University Veterinary School down in Werribee.
Yeah.
Who put in a lot of time and hard work with Diesel over the course of the last 18 months.
Oh, look, absolutely our pleasure to help pass that message on. And,
we love our dogs.
And please give our best to Mark, I imagine. We all understand how hard that is for him.
Yeah.
We salute you, Diesel. Thank you very much for talking to us today. Acting Sergeant there, Mick Collins from Victoria Police Dog Squad.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.